Hello and welcome to Life in Hex. I'm Delada. And that will be Sephram. Hello, Sephram.
Hello.
This is episode 10.
Episode 10, yeah. I'm eating.
Shall I wait for you to finish eating? This is episode 10. How interesting that it is episode 10. How interesting that we probably may sound different.
Well, I do.
Yes.
Because I'm eating.
Yes. But apart from that, we may actually sound different because we have some new stuff. We have some new gear.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Crowds go wild.
Yeah. I mean, we could actually have like little sound effects in the background. Cause,
could we?
Yeah, we could. Because I've got like another 12 channels. We went and purchased, well, my dad went and purchased for us because he's going to use it as well sometimes, which he won't, but anyway.
That's besides the point.
Yep, a Yamaha mixer and a compressor, which is really good, and lots of flashy lights.
And lots of money as well.
Yeah, lots of money, but it's worth it because, you know, the podcast is good, the podcast is a big thing, and so, big thing. I said thing.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
You can tell we've been talking for quite a long time.
Yeah, we have.
We have been rabbiting on to ourselves, so... all looks good.
Tell them what happened with the mixer.
Yes, I will try to restrain myself as I speak about it. But what happened is we bought this from a place called Studio Spares.
Mm-hmm.
Really good site, really cheap stuff. Recommend them. The UK, studiospares.co.uk. And we bought the mixer. That's nice. We bought the mixer and we're trying it out in here, weren't we? And we're, you know, testing the levels and stuff. And I'd been testing it on my own. And I'd just been, because I got the compressor as well. And I'd just been testing channel one. And so I was going, oh, this is really great. Look at this. I can't peak it even if I shout and blah, blah, blah. Don't shout.
Okay, sorry.
And then, so we plugged you in. We're like, yeah, we'll see what it sounds like with both of us. And there was no sound at all on channel two.
It was silent, ladies and gentlemen. Very silent.
Completely silent. And channel two wasn't working. Indeed.
The whole of channel two was dead.
The whole of channel two, the whole of the inputs was dead. So all the other channels worked, but we sent it back, got a replacement.
Quite quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we had to badger them to eventually get someone to send them out, which is obvious because obviously they're losing money by doing this. But they eventually sent someone out. We gave it to them. The next day, another one.
Yeah.
So it was great. It was really good.
So what do you reckon was the problem?
I bet you if we opened it up, my dad could have fixed it. I bet you it was just like... something had fallen out of its socket or something.
But of course, that would avoid a warranty.
Yeah, well, we don't know whether there are warranties on it. We couldn't see any stickers, but we weren't going to go there. It's just
in case.
Just to go, hello, give us another one, blah, blah, blah. So that's really good. The compressor and limiter is a Autocom Pro XL, which is by Behringer, two-channel. And the mixer is a Yamaha MG12-4 mixer, which is quite a few more inputs than we need. But you never know, if my dad wants to use it, then he can use the extra inputs. And if we ever want to have anything extra, any other people, that sort of thing.
Any other sound effects, etc., we can use that.
I'm also hoping that at some point we may get some condenser mics, which would make a lot of difference.
A lot of money, but it's in the future.
It would be like something over £100, maybe, for two.
Future investment.
Future investment, because you'd have to get pop filters and stuff as well.
Yeah.
But it would make us sound a lot better, and we wouldn't have to hold these vocal mics.
No, so we could have them just standing up.
Which would be really cool. So that's great. What else have we got?
Okay, other little piece of housekeeping.
Yes.
Ow.
Ow. That kind of signifies the housekeeping.
It does, actually. It really does, doesn't it? Because we've got the new stuff, and it takes quite a lot of space. I mean, they're quite big, really, aren't they?
They are. I mean, the mixer is quite fairly hefty, and the compressor is on a 19-inch rack, so...
So, because of that, we've decided to move out into Gelada's computer suite.
Yes. Well...
By computer suite, we mean shed.
Yeah, we mean shed. At the bottom of my garden.
Shed in the bottom of his garden. But it means that we've got a dedicated place to doing the podcast. We don't get any disturbance from, like, you know, your family or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they might come out and go, dinner time or something, but...
Or they might come over your microphone. Not your microphone, it's your walkie-talkie.
Yeah, that would be irritating. But yeah, it's good. I don't know what we're going to have as far as noise. I mean, there is a computer running in here and you can't hear it.
It was a background thing on that. On the mixer,
yeah, I mean,
on the compressor.
The compressor's got a gate on it. Well, we're not actually running it as a proper gate. It's a sort of like a limiter thing, just cut off. And that should stop pretty much all noise. I mean, short of an aircraft going overhead or a squirrel landing on the roof, which does happen. So you may hear squirrels landing on the roofs randomly.
Lol.
Ruffle. Oh, dear.
Anyway, so that's pretty much the housekeeping.
Yep.
So just a few bits and bobs. So we're going to sound better. And... oh, we hope you like it. I mean, if we do sound better, if there's a big difference, email us in and tell us. Because
lifeinhex.com.
We think we do already because we've convinced ourselves. So
yeah, I mean, well, it just means that we're never going to sort of buzz over the top, and we're going to stay at a fairly random, you know, fairly normal level.
Would you take a bet and say we're probably one of the nicest sounding podcasts?
I don't know. If we had condenser mics, then we'd definitely be on par. But considering we're not a really popular podcast, you know, we're just a sort of like an average new podcast.
With the ratio of popularity to quality, we've got to be one of the highest.
Yeah, because most people of our sort of caliber as far as listeners and stuff are still using, you know, Logitech desk mics or MP3 players and that.
Exactly.
So the fact that we've got some decent microphones, because they are, I mean, the one that I'm holding is an SM58.
Yeah.
And that's a you know, a 70, 80 quid mic.
Exactly.
And yours would have been 70, 80 quid at the time. It's quite old now. But, you know, we've got some good gear, especially with the mixer and compressor now.
Yeah.
So, and considering we're not making any profit off it.
No. I mean, it's all coming out of our own pockets.
Yeah. So
well, your dad's pocket.
Yeah, but that's not the point. Because we were going to buy it.
We were going to buy it. We were going to like club together and maybe buy it in a few months' time, but your dad said, oh, no, I'll buy it for you.
Yeah, so that was good. It kind of comes from the fact that I'm doing a website for him, and so this is like he's paying me in
kind
essentially,
of,
for
yeah.
that. So
so that's housekeeping.
Yep.
Life.
We've kind of got a joint life section today.
It's all one big life section, really, for both of us.
And that's because, as you may have heard if you've been on the website, please go and check out lifeinhex.com, because if you're just reading if you're just listening to this through the RSS, then you won't have known, but we did do a LAN special when we went to the very first Life in Hex LAN.
Life in Hex LAN, people. Life in Hex LAN.
Yep, number one, not 1-0.
No, I got that wrong, didn't I?
Yes. but it was really good, really, wasn't it?
It was awesome. I mean, it was really good fun.
It was a good weekend. There was 5 of us.
5 of us at one point. Most of the time it was 4 of us.
Yeah.
But Dazarus came over on Saturday night. Well, no, most of Saturday, actually, wasn't it? It was like Saturday afternoon till Sunday morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So that was good.
It was. Very good. So what was it? It was the weekend. We started on
Friday afternoon / evening.
Yeah. It started after school. I went over to Mixed Wizard's house.
Yep.
And got everything set up. He got some tables in. He was really good, actually. He actually got himself well organised.
He really was.
Considering he hasn't hosted a LAN before.
Exactly.
Or
I mean, it was all set out properly. I mean, especially by the time you turned up as well. So
he got all the tables in. He got all the network sorted out. So we were basically setting up. We had a bit of gaming, warm-up session, giving, you know, just sorting out the games and everything.
Prom was already there.
Prom was already there, yeah. And then you arrived about, what, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, because I had to work. Yep. I was at work, and then I got the stuff, and I got a lift over.
And then we started gaming.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of our warm-up afternoon, evening type thing. It got going fairly late at night, but then Mix Wizard had to go to bed because he had work. So we were doing that, and then Saturday, what would it be?
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Me and Pro didn't go to bed.
No,
we
didn't.
We kind of stayed up all night, although he fell asleep in his chair a couple of times. He kept waking up and then looking over at me going, me and him stayed up until you and Mix Wizard got up.
Yeah, because Mix Wizard had to get up at like 7:30.
We had to go to work, didn't he?
Yeah, so.
And then you didn't want to stay up all night anyway, which is fair enough.
Yep.
So we decided the fact that if he was going to be out and we were all knackered, we'd just all go home.
Yeah, plus the fact that parents were kicking us out.
Oh, were they actually kicking us out?
Yeah, we wouldn't have been able to stay. They did actually want us out. Because Mix Wizard wouldn't be there. But it's fair enough because, like, there's most of the time their house is, like, fairly empty anyway. So it would have been us and, like, one of his sisters or brothers or whatever.
Yeah.
Because his dad's always out working. Hello.
So we went home. We all went home and it was bloody freezing, wasn't it?
It was. It was. Oh, walking across that field.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. So cold. But we all went home, and basically, I think we all crashed, didn't we?
Yep.
And then Saturday night was when it really started, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, because really Dazarus came along.
Dazarus came over with his laptop, took a while to set up, and we had to make him a new network cable. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah.
And then we just started playing games. I think the game of the evening and the game of the night was Warcraft 3 Tower Defense.
It was, definitely. It was, Dazarus is now addicted to that. He's actually gone out and bought it because he wants the map builder thing.
Oh, right. He wants to build his own stuff.
Rowan was saying he's being a bit of an idiot because he wants to start with a tower defense map.
Mm-hmm.
And tower defense maps are one of the hardest ones to make.
Because you've got to code all the stuff, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, Rowan knows how to do it because do you remember that time when he was like well into map building?
Yeah.
He used to bring it to school like paper.
Then wasn't he going to do his DT project on maps?
He was. Because he had like, do you remember he used to sometimes come in and he'd be writing code? And I was like, dude, you're writing code. And it was like simple code for moving sprites and stuff. And I was like, whoa.
I didn't actually know Proen was that advanced in terms of coding.
He can do some map building.
Oh,
he's
wow.
building a tower defense map for us.
He's building a one piece one because he was his own. And he thinks he's trying to do an LIH one as well.
Yeah.
So
It'd be cool.
It'd be cool to see how that turns out.
But yeah, so it was kind of like the game of the day.
That was the game of choice, really, because we played a few smaller ones. And I mean, you played it on Friday night, but I didn't want to play it.
No.
I was playing Halo on my own.
You were, yeah.
Playing Halo single player.
Which is really good.
I'd never played Halo before. I'd never actually played Halo before.
And now I can see why
it's so hyped. I mean, it's such a good game.
Yeah, definitely.
I was really enjoying myself. But we all played it. All five of us played it on the network over the LAN.
Yeah.
And we played, what was the name of the map we were playing?
Taisho TD.
Taisho TD. Whoever made that,
thank you. I mean, dude, so hard, but so good.
Well, we kept playing, we played it earlier. We played it like quite early in the afternoon, and we were like, oh my God, this is impossible. We got past level 8 the first time, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was like the 10th level with the heroes that killed us. We didn't beat any anti-heroes.
It was, yeah.
But then after that, we kept getting stuck on level 8, which was all those knights.
And so Dazarus goes, right, teams, and we like sorted out where we were all going, and we tried different tactics, and we eventually got one that worked.
It was usually me and Proen. We were like the last line of defense. We used all our like ground based stuff to kill stuff. You kind of took care of one side.
Two
of the map.
Sides. Oh, it was two sides actually.
Oh, you were both sides.
Yeah, I was both sides.
Mixed Wither took care of the center.
Yeah,
and Daz did a bit of everything.
Daz took care of the front.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that was kind of working.
Yeah, it was.
But the bloody knight just kept getting through, didn't
they? Yeah, I know they did. So eventually we got one that worked because we just started mixing out. We worked out that like ice towers and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and we sorted
and that
stuff out.
Didn't work though.
No. What did? Oh yeah, I remember now.
I found something which none of us knew about.
I found spells. Yeah, there were spells on the units.
On the towers. We didn't realise this, but the towers have spells. And it was on the second level bombard ones, which was the rain of fire.
Mm.
And we were like, oh dear. We weren't thinking those knights were hard. And we just killed them, like, all of them.
It was actually insane.
So that was really good. And once we knew that we had spells, I mean, we got to level 22.
Yeah.
In one go, we got to level 22 without
stopping. And I think the funniest thing was when there was those flying
ones.
Level
20.
There were the flying ones. And then there were loads of them. And I think the person who coded it didn't realise that, because they duplicate at a split.
Well, at the crossroads, they split into like three other groups. So.
And everyone's computers just went.
Even yours.
Even mine went, oh, shit, feathers. And what was so funny is Mixwizard's computer, which is just a Celeron, bless it, actually just sort of went, well, what was his
he kept saying it died, we resuscitated it, it gives us the middle finger, then it died again.
But it was like he said that it was like it saw the feathers and was like, fuck it, and walked off. It's just like, bye, I'm going now.
And poor Dazarus's laptop wasn't too good either.
Yeah, he was having an interesting time, but yeah, so that was so funny.
It was funny as when
he's put a P4 in it now though, so it should be alright.
So we're gonna try and do that again.
We
try
are
and
definitely
get past level 22.
We've got to.
It's level 22 was all those scorpion ones.
Mm.
No matter how much we killed, they just kept coming.
But we'll get there.
We will do it. I don't know. It's like 50 levels, though, I think.
So that was Saturday night. That was the big night, mainly.
That was the main night. And then you went to sleep.
Well, no, Dazarus went home because Mixwiz's mum got up for work.
Yeah, Mixwiz's mum got up for work about 5:30.
And Dazarus is like, can you give me a lift home?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so Daz went home after that. He didn't come back after that.
No, he didn't.
And then you and
Mixwizard
went to sleep. You didn't sleep very much, though, did you?
No,
you slept a lot Sunday night.
Yeah, I slept a lot. I had like 6 hours sleep or something, and Mix didn't wake up.
And then me and Proen stayed up again.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how Proen did it.
No.
I mean, he'd not had much sleep beforehand.
He was going a bit weird, though.
Oh God, he was during like the period of like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 8 o'clock in the morning. He was out of his mind.
Mm.
He wasn't thinking properly. He was just totally out of it. I mean, I was saying basic things to him. He was like, no. I was like, Proen, get some sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
But he didn't. Although, no, I think he fell asleep a couple of times, and I was sitting there playing AoE 3 for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, pulled his head up and went, AoE 3, how'd you get that? And I was like, oh, so I play it. Oh.
Gone again.
He was like subconsciously talking to me.
Mm.
So that was funny. Very funny. Mm. But after that, Sunday, we didn't do a lot, really, Sunday.
No, it was more of a wind down, like, just playing a bit of games, and then
we played a few TDs.
Yeah.
We played a bit of UT after a bit of squabbling.
Yeah, that was interesting. Proen. I don't actually remember that at all.
We played some Halo.
Yes, we did again.
We did that sniping map for Halo.
Oh, that was a good map.
It's a good map.
Timberland.
Yeah, but
yeah, so then we wound up.
We packed up.
Proen packed up his...
packed up his computer into his paper round thing
and then wrapped it around in a sleeping bag and trolled it off.
But I think we all got home We all had some food. You had a nice roast.
Oh, I had a roast waiting for me.
I had a nice curry. And we set our computers up.
Yeah.
And
then
we crashed.
Went to sleep. Yep.
Well, you kind of did.
I had an interesting night, but then... And then I overslept.
I think...
We all had very strange nights, I think.
I think the problem... Well, I was all right for sleeping. I mean, I crashed and that was it. Apart
well, what
from
I mean
conversation
is like the
I had
whole,
with my mom.
Yeah, exactly. The whole sort of like we had strange...
conversation with our parents we didn't realise we had. But definitely going to do it again.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, have a listen to the special because it was funny. Especially Mix was burping like a...
like a trooper.
Yeah. Trooper?
I don't know.
That was...
Good times.
Good times.
Very
really
good times.
Really enjoyable. Definitely, possibly even better than the one that I went to down in Cheshire.
Well, that was my first LAN.
Yeah, so...
It was actually, apart from you, it was our first LAN.
Yeah, it was my second LAN, so...
It's your second overall LAN. Speaking of LANs, the...
Multiplayer
iEvent.
iEvent is coming up in April or something like that. We're thinking of going.
We
it depends
might
on whether
go,
you've got the money
but
or not.
It's £75 a person.
Yeah, which is like $120 or whatever.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
and
it
it's also before exams.
Yeah, it's, and, it, and if we have the LAN during Easter,
we won't
want
to do it. So I think we'll probably skip it.
Yeah, probably. But DeFay will be pissed at
Sorry, DeFay. Did he listen?
Yeah, I don't know. Who cares? but yeah, so that's our live section.
Okay, well, that was a rather long session.
Yep.
Longest we've had. Mm-hmm. Okay, on to gaming.
On to gaming.
First, well, we're going to start off with... We've got two main sections of the gaming section this week.
Mine's kind
of
short.
Yours is shorter than mine, but I'm going to do the second of the three reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, like, last time I was going to do all three reviews for it.
You were.
And I'm going to now review Mario & Luigi's Partners in Time. As you know, it's a DS game.
Yep.
It's been released everywhere now since... February sometime, like February the 10th, I think.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm going to just have a quick review.
Mm-hmm.
Graphically, it's pretty good. I mean, it's very pretty. And it's clean cut.
Yeah.
You know, there's no...
clean cut doesn't really make any sense, but I know what you mean. It's the sort of, like, the borders around the edge of the sprites.
Yeah,
that sort of thing. That's what you're
it's very polished.
Yeah, it's polished.
And it's very colourful as well.
It's another one that doesn't mean it polished.
Well, it's like it's shiny. It's nice.
Put the Mr. Muscle on it.
There's no rough edges.
Mr.
There's
Sheen.
No rough anything. You know.
Yep.
It's very colourful.
It is.
Unfortunately, it's not mold breaking.
It. Yeah. It's kind
I mean,
of...
DS hardware it can pull off a lot better than that.
Think Nano Stray
indeed. And it doesn't really push it, but it's very pretty. Very similar to you know, like I said last time about Jump Superstars.
Yeah.
It doesn't push the hardware, but at the same time, it still looks awesome. I mean, it's a very nice looking game. So I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because it's not worth... It doesn't really deserve an, oh my god, 8 to 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's better than like a 5 or a 6.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of sound, it's the usual Mario tunes.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the tunes remixed. You've got the, you know, the standard tunes, but they've been remixed around the different instruments.
Yeah.
No, different volumes, different mm-hmm. pitches, etc. But again, nothing amazing. Nothing that you'll be like coming along to your head for forever. However, where the game really comes back with its sound
mm-hmm.
is the voices. Now, although there's no speech by the characters, you know, there's no actual, like, it's all text dialogue. It's not actual vocal dialogue. The characters, like, say things.
Funny noises.
Which are very funny.
Funny noises!
Because you've got, like... When Mario is supposed to be talking, because you know, in typical RPGs, the main characters don't talk.
Yeah,
well, Mario and Luigi is one of them, and they never actually talk.
Mm-hmm.
So when Mario wants to talk to someone, he'll go up to them and start moving his hand and go a beep da ba da ba da ba da ba, like you know, you got the Luigi going oh yeah, and they go, when they're calling like the babies because you work with the you
paradoxes ahoy.
Yeah, well, I'll come on to that in a minute. When they're talking to the babies, they go. Babies!
Oh no!
Oh no! And then the baby's like, Ouija!
Ouija!
Mario! Don't have to copy me.
No, I know. It was just funny.
Go on. So it's just very funny, and the way it really works. I think it really works with the whole comedic feel of the game. 8 out of 10 for sound. So.
Yeah. 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So for sound, 8 out of 10. So speaking of which, the gameplay, it's a good solid Mario RPG.
It is.
There's been a few in the past. You've had
Paper Mario 2,
the original Mario RPG, the Mario Super Saga on the GBA.
Yes.
Saga or something?
Yeah, something. Thanks. Something
like that. And it's just like that. And as with all the other ones, there's some good humour in it.
Yeah.
It's real Nintendo humour. But because, obviously, it's made by Nintendo, they know what kind of, like, they can make the fun out of.
Yeah.
And so gamers can respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, I think one of the best examples was I was around Pac-Man's house and I was just playing it for a bit. And I came up against the Hammer Bros.
Yeah.
And they started speaking elite speak.
I know. It's just...
They were like, oh my god, you know, we are going to own you up, you 10 newbies, 111s.
It is... There is some good humour in there.
It's just... I was like, oh, dude. That's elite cool. speak. That is just amazing.
In a game.
In a game, man.
And it works.
And it works. It's so funny. So... Yeah, there's some good humour, there's some funny jokes, and there's some really crappy jokes that you can't help but laugh at because they're so poor. But, you know, it's a really good humour system. There's solid, really solid gameplay mechanics. Now, the game itself, how it plays is you have four characters with you.
Right.
You've got Mario, Luigi, Baby Mario, and Baby Luigi. So, as you said earlier, paradoxes ahoy.
Yeah, very much.
Because, I mean, it doesn't really work, but the game doesn't take itself too seriously in terms of the time travel. It's like, well, you can time travel. Wow. You know, that's about it. But the gameplay mechanics are that each button on the DS corresponds to each of your characters. So A is Mario, B is Luigi, X is Baby Mario, Y is Baby Luigi. And they all do different things. Like, the basic function is that they jump. And then you can split the two groups up so you can have just Mario and just Luigi on their own. And they can, like, turn into a ball and roll around. Right. Or they can spin and travel greater
distances.
And
all of this is to sort of solve the puzzles throughout the game.
Yeah, it's a whole, you know, you have skills and techniques that you've got to combine together and solve the game.
Very similar to Paper Mario in that sense, that Mario had those skills of, like, turning into a paper plane.
Yes,
and
the origami skills.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really is like that, and you've got to use those skills to solve the
origami,
puzzles.
Origami, it's coming.
So, yeah, there's very solid gameplay mechanics, and it's a really easy game to play, but at the same time, it's quite a deep game, and it requires you to think.
Definitely.
But the difficulty level is nice. It's not so hard.
Can you actually change the difficulty level?
No, it's all one level. So, you know, noobs and pros will have to play the same. But it's not so hard that noobs won't be able to play it, but it isn't too easy that pros will get bored.
Right.
So I think it's done quite well in terms of that. It's a very good balance. I mean, in terms of its gameplay, it's awesome. The only thing that makes the gameplay less enjoyable is the camera angle.
Right.
Sometimes the camera angle can be annoying because it's top-down isometric. Mm. No, it's not isometric.
It's not even isometric, is it?
It's top-down 2D, but 3D in terms of the way the camera's looking. It's like at a 45-degree angle almost.
Yeah.
Which works.
Is that planimetric or something? I don't know.
Sure.
Can you remember from graphics? No.
So the camera angle's a bit naff. It can make it kind of hard to judge where you've got to, like, jump sometimes and etc. But it's generally not a problem. Mm. It would have been better if they could have fixed it. And so overall, 8 out of 10. So it's a really good gameplay mechanic. In terms of its last ability, now obviously, I mean, I know it's an RPG.
It is.
But there's still no multiplayer at all whatsoever. Right. There's no multiplayer. Like, you're not even, like, any minigame challenges to play as. So once you finish the game, which is about 20 hours, there's roughly 20 hours gameplay within it.
Cool.
Which isn't bad, really, for a handheld RPG.
20 hours is a long time for a handheld thing. I mean... How long was Golden Sun? That was about the same sort of thing, wasn't it? 20.
Yeah, I think it was, actually.
Yeah, I think it was.
But, you know, it's about 20 hours worth of gameplay. But because of that, once you've finished it, you probably won't want to play it again.
Yeah.
At least for a long time. And so you'll probably sit there on your desk and gathering dust for a long time. And so, yeah, I think I'll play it again.
Yeah.
But one thing that really picks up after that slack is that it's got real pick-up and play factor. You can pick up your DS with it in, play it for 5-10 minutes, because the puzzles are easy to pick up and play, and that's it, put it back down again. It's really easy to pick up and play. At the same time, you can play it for, like, hours on end.
Yeah.
So that's really done really well, and I'm giving that a 7 out of 10, because, you know, it's not amazing, but it's not bad either.
Cool.
So overall, brilliant game.
Yeah.
Awesome game. It's really enjoyable. There's a few things missing out that could make it, you know, really good.
A leg end.
I mean, I know things like GameSpot and
why not fly?
I know things like GameSpot and IGN have given it like 9 or something.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with them.
Right.
I don't think he's...
Which is good, otherwise they'll be going, oh, you're copying GameSpot,
yeah, exactly.
You noobs.
But I don't think it really deserves like a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. But it deserves a good grade.
It's a good game.
It's a very good game. Definitely something you want to buy if you're into your RPGs, if you're into Nintendo humor, etc.
Out of interest, does it use any of the DS's features, like microphone or anything like that?
Doesn't use the microphone.
Right.
It doesn't use the top screen too well. It has a map of the top screen of your area, which in some times it's kind of useful because you can see the whole area and where you got to go, but it's not very innovative.
All right, okay.
And the touch screen isn't used. So, no, not really.
Okay.
It's really just the D-pad and the buttons.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which, eh, whatever. So,
okay, well,
8 out of 10 for that.
8 out of 10, yeah. It's a good game. I've had a brief look at it. I'll probably, when you've completed it, I might borrow it off you to give it a play and that sort of thing. So, thank you very much for that review.
You're very welcome, Maestro.
Thank you. That is very nice of you.
Blah, blah.
I'm going to do, of course, as I have to, my quick mention of Oblivion. Woo! Especially as the biggest news. Yeah, the biggest news is that Oblivion has finally gone gold.
Woo!
Did you know do you know the story behind Gone Gold?
No, don't care.
Why not?
I don't like it.
No. Gone Gold, not Oblivion. I just mean the term Gone Gold.
Oh, right. No.
No?
No.
Right, it's traditionally, when like music CDs and games went gold, they used to actually have gold discs. They used to actually make gold-plated discs. And they say
make like one of them or
something. Yeah, because, well, it is only one. The master disc, I'm talking about the master disc that they send off to the copiers, was made of gold. Allegedly, like, it was to stop because it was less corrosive than anything else and most conductive or whatever. But now, they say that they sometimes still do it. I don't know whether they did it for Oblivion, but it's more just a term now, gold.
Just a term, like, so you got, like, alpha.
But that's where it comes from. So it's probably going to be launched about March the 20th, which is what they, all the vendors always said, all the retailers always said March the 20th, but yet Bethesda always denied. They were like, no, it's not March the 20th, it's early 2006, but yet it was actually March the 20th. I can tell you, just appreciate my Oblivion talk. Eating some Hula Hoops.
I won't.
So it'll probably be launched around the 24th here in Europe, but sometime in that week. So that means we won't have it in time for the next episode, which is a shame.
Oh no.
Lots of members of the press went to Bethesda. In fact, if we'd actually been there, I would have been so tempted to actually like phone up Bethesda and say, because loads of podcasts got to go there.
Really?
Like Gaming Steve.
Really?
And Gaming Andy. Yeah, Andy's Gamers and stuff. They all got to go to Bethesda and have some hand-on gaming about 4 hours with the Xbox 360 and the PC version.
That's it. We're a podcast. We're press. Yeah, we're going to try and go
press.
To E3.
We're going to E3. We're saying it now. But yeah, they went to Bethesda for some hands-on gaming, and there's lots of good reads, which you will want to read if you are interested in the game. So go and check out tinyurl.com/RN32P. That's RN32P. Interestingly, people found lots of flaws in the game. They were whinging about bugs and things, but hopefully either they'll fix them or the hype will keep it alive.
Who cares?
Me. It'll be interesting to see reviews that should be released soon. So that's great. I'm seriously hyped, seriously looking forward to it. It looks absolutely amazing. There's been lots of interviews and things, and it's just great. So,
well, I know I'm not saying I'm looking forward to it, but I will be interested to see it.
You're looking forward to seeing it, to seeing what it's like. You're not looking forward to, like, just the general, like, oh my god, Oblivion's coming
out.
But you'll be interested.
But I'm interested to see how it's going to come out.
Yep. So now we've got some music.
Yeah, to break up the show a bit.
And this music is from Richie Truxillo, which you can visit his website at richietruxillo.com. That's RichieTruxillo.com.
And that'll be on our website?
Yep, that'll be on our website. Thank you very much, actually. He gave us permission to do this.
Because you found this and emailed him and asked him.
And actually emailed him. And so, hope you enjoy it.
Yep, go for it. Hit it, Maestro.
Richie Truxillo here, and I, too, am waiting for Oblivion. Waiting for Oblivion is such a long, long time. We expected it to be out at the end of 2005. And I know there's bugs to fix to make it run smoking fast. The Radiant DI is going to be such a blast. Early winter 2006. And I know we're all getting sick of waiting for Oblivion. The time has almost come. Waiting for Oblivion, we wish the game was done. And we watch all the videos, and Pete Hines is our hero. Waiting for Oblivion, we all just hope and pray. Surfing Bethesda's boards to find the release date. We go to bed each night to dream of Tamriel, to save the world by closing the evil depths of hell. Don't go posting illegal links. You'll be banned faster than you can blink.
Yeah, I know how it is. I got my pre-order collector's edition ready to go, and I can't wait till that FedEx man comes and rings my doorbell. I'll be so excited, like a little kid on Christmas Day. Oh, I'm right there with you. The Rish is right there with you. Waiting for Oblivion, my character's ready to go. Waiting for Oblivion, let's all watch for some snow. Waiting for Oblivion, let's all just call in sick. Waiting for Oblivion to get our gaming fix.
You'll be hoping the game is released in March. So pray with me, with me.
Thank you, Richie Truxillo, and we too are waiting for Oblivion.
Yeah.
Didum.
Lol.
Oh, yeah.
Lol, Ruffle, lol.
So, on to the anime section.
Well, now people might think, anime section after music? What's going on here? Oh, no.
Yeah, why is the anime section now? Why isn't it before?
But the reason we did it is because we knew we had quite a long life in gaming session.
We did.
And we wanted the music to break up those two, really.
Of course.
And we didn't want the anime before that, so we decided to put it afterwards.
Plus
the anime
section.
The anime section's quite short, so...
So, hit it.
I'm not doing a review this week, because, to be honest, I haven't actually been watching much other than my Tenchi stuff.
The collective sounds of people pressing their off buttons is haunting.
I know.
Off.
X.
Ding, ding.
But I've been watching a load of my Tenchi DVDs, and considering it's such an old anime, I don't see the point in doing a review of it, to
Fair
be honest.
Enough.
But there's a couple of little anime pieces of news I'd like to talk about.
Cool.
The first being... that the new One Piece movie has been released.
Uh-huh.
One Piece movie 7. So there's 7 movies, people. And I think it was released something like the 4th of March. Mm-hmm. So it's like released today.
Yeah, it's like the recording. Today or yesterday.
It's like, it's either been released today.
Which is Saturday.
Which is a Saturday. Or it's released something like the 7th or something. Mm-hmm. It's being released either very soon, it's just been released.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, that is.
So for listeners, it may have already been released.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But it's only in Japan.
Mm-hmm. We may have some Japanese listeners.
If you've got Japanese listeners, then
email us
and tell us if it's any good. Email us!
Sweet.
So, yeah, I mean, it's what it is it's about the One Piece crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know briefly about One Piece, don't you?
Yeah, I know briefly about One Piece.
Yeah, like...
pirates and things.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's about the crew, and they find this island, which is like a mech island, you know, mechanized machinery and stuff.
Right.
It's quite cool, and they have to, like, find this treasure, and they realize that the owner of the island is, like, evil and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
It sounds a bit cliche, but I've seen the trailer for it.
Yeah,
because there's been a trailer on the Anime News Network.
Cool.
And it looks really, really good. And Robin has very big boobies. Oh, there's this one scene, dude, Robin in a dress and her boobies are massive. Pat knows what I'm talking about.
You've just degraded the show. Oh my god.
Seriously,
I apologize, listeners. I really
huge.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing this myself, because, I mean, I'm going to see it until it's released on DVD. Other bit of anime news is there's... Now, I think I've talked about this before. In fact, I have talked about this before. This was the first review I did, actually.
Yes.
Anime review I did, back in, like, episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Of Majita Negimagi, which is Negima. So, it was a anime, originally.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a manga originally, but then they made an anime out of the manga. But they made it the anime really early on, surprisingly. I mean, like, they started making the anime when it was, like, volume, like, 8 or 9 in Japan.
Right.
And it'd, like, just been released over here. So the anime really wasn't far along in the storyline as a whole. So it had to finish itself without actually following this proper storyline.
Right.
Which didn't work very well. I mean, the anime really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to do another 2 animes.
Right.
Now, they're in production at the moment, and I don't know about the second one. But the first anime they're going to do is... going to be a spring special, so think Love Hina spring special, which sucks ass. Let's hope it doesn't suck as bad. But I think it's going to be an OAV. You know what that means? Original.
Old age.
No!
Video.
Why does anyone say that? It's original animated video.
All right, okay.
So it's like released straight into video, and you can buy it, and it's like good quality and stuff. I'm hope. But so I hope it's going to be an OAV, and I look forward to trying getting it. And that's about it. It was. Said that in the 1st of March edition of Shonen Jump magazine in Japan, it said it was going to be released, so looking forward to that.
Cool.
Nothing you'll be interested in, of course, but
But there, lots of people are. It's anime section, popular.
Good. That's about it, though. That's the anime section done.
Okay.
So, sorry about that, guys.
Just a quick tech section to... we want to talk about something that's been a bit hyped recently.
But needs correcting.
And needs correcting. I mean, obviously it's corrected on the web, and we're just taking this from sources that we've got on the web, such as IGN and GameSpot and that
exactly.
sort of thing.
Yeah, but you know, we still need to report on it.
Yeah.
So
there's been a lot of talk. I mean, there's been talk at school as well, my school.
Yeah.
There's been talk at my college, that about the Microsoft Origami, which is the handheld...
Handheld with apostrophes.
Yeah, ultra-portable PC, essentially. Now, it was interesting. They had a picture of it playing Halo. And all of a sudden, people are like, oh my god, it's the contender for the PSP and the DS, you know, it's the Microsoft's answer to the handheld gaming industry.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, but it's like the size of a keyboard without the number pad. It's like that big. Yeah. It's absolutely, it's huge. And they've then said, like, it's probably not going to play Halo. And that was just a picture. I mean, there's more information on the 9th of March. So what we're saying here is purely speculation and what we're thinking and what we've gained. Because if you go onto...
Sources what we've got so far.
If you go onto the website, which is origamiproject.com, there's not a lot there. There's sort of like hints, you know, coming
soon. It's the whole, like you said, it's the whole of viral marketing.
I Love Bees, viral marketing, which was the viral marketing for Halo. And they had, like, people going around... Oh, what was it? They were phoning up phone boxes. And people were having to go to the phone boxes to listen to the messages and all this sort of thing. It's really good. Their viral marketing is impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, they do take a lot of time to do it. But still, you know, there'll be more information on the 9th of March. But basically, it looks like it's an ultra-mobile PC. And it's not a portable Xbox.
So basically, think it's either a bloated PDA
yeah.
or a mini
tablet.
Tablets.
Yeah, it's essentially like a merger between the two.
Yes.
I mean, there were pictures of like it on someone's car seat with Google Maps, so we can assume that it's going to have some wireless.
Yeah, I would imagine it's going to have wireless technology on it.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't Google Maps, actually. Why would Microsoft advertise their enemy? Anyway.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's got some kind of mapping system
auto
on it.
Route or something like that.
It's going to have like, I'm guessing it's going to have some kind of like Word documentation.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
On it, etc.
It's not going to have advanced entertainment capabilities.
So, no games, most likely.
Well,
or basic
few
games.
But it will be able to watch movies. There's still that picture with Halo, so it's suspicious, but I don't think it's going to be able to play PC games. I think that's a load of bollocks.
Yeah, so maybe...
They're going to make... If you do want to play Halo on it, it's going to be like a...
specific Origami game.
Yeah, it's going to be a specific one for that. So, but it's you can watch movies on it, because there were pictures of it. But as I say, more information on the 9th of March, so stay tuned. Obviously, we'll be reporting on this, because it's a, you know, it's a techie thing.
It's a cool thing.
It's interesting.
I mean, I'm interested in it.
I'm certainly not going to buy one because it's huge, ugly, and probably very expensive.
Yes,
I mean,
will be. It's Microsoft.
The point is, Microsoft don't make hardware. So this, you know, apart from the Xbox, this is their only other bit of hardware that they've ever made. Because their software.
Look at what they did with the Xbox.
Exactly so. So we'll see. So that's about it, really.
That's probably what wraps that up the show.
Wraps up the whole show.
So
we're doing well.
We're doing all right for time. So plugs.
Yes, we've got some plugs.
Now... We just found this just a bit just before we started recording the show.
And it is so cool.
Oh, man. We were like, we both were sitting there going, oh, yeah, yeah.
I was actually getting quite, like, tense about the whole thing. It's really good.
Now, people who don't know, just in case they don't know what mm-hmm. it is, but the original Super Mario Brothers.
On the NES.
Which was on the NES, which came out, like, 1990 in, like, the US or something.
Yep.
Right. It was a really popular game for time trialing.
It was.
Now, people like race against each other, and this is what it is. This is a video on Google Video mm-hmm. of two opponents
who
racing
are actually
each other.
Awesome.
Oh my god,
they own.
Funny how good they are, but it's two opponents racing each other to see who can finish the
and
game.
And they're
first.
Actually dressed up as Mario and Luigi.
They're dressed
you
up
see
as
the
Mario
end.
And Luigi. Yeah,
they got an audience there.
I think Mario wins, doesn't he?
Mario
wins.
Yeah.
But they're racing to the end of the game.
That it is just. It's really cool. So go and
it's
check it
so
out.
It's so good fun.
Yeah.
So go and have a look on Google Video, and it's at tinyurl.com/RQP5T. That's tinyurl.com/RQP5T.
Indeed.
It'll be on the website.
It will be on the website, of course, as with all of these links.
Do you want to do the next one? Yeah,
I'll do this one. There's also a quick plug to mmoradio.com, which is not WoW Radio Pro.
No, not Railway, not WoW Radio.
MMORadio.com. We were just listening to it now. You thought it was WoW Radio at first when I mentioned it.
I thought when
it.
You said it, I thought, oh, you're just talking about WoW Radio.
But no, it's kind of like a music for when you're grinding. sort of thing.
How useful is it to me? 6 months ago when I was, used to play Ragnarok.
I know. I heard about it on Hack.5, which is hack5.org. They own. Oh, yes. And because one of their hosts is doing a show on it. But there's music there, and it's really cool. They have a wide variety of music, and so go and have a listen.
I should have heard of it, because, I mean, Alex Albrecht
It might be quite new.
Well, Alex Albrecht does the
Star Wars show on it. But that it must be quite new if they have, like, Star Wars shows and stuff.
He's been doing that for the past, like, couple of months.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, still not new, couple of months. Well, and you were doing RO 6 months ago.
Oh, well.
So that as
but
well.
It's really cool. It's, if you're, like, playing ARM MOs and... You're sick and tired of like either the same boring music within the game or
the slash hack and slash sounds.
Yeah, exactly. You want to turn that off and listen to this. It's a really good way of like killing time while grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Last little plug. You plugged this. I mean,
yeah. Last little plug also to digitaldogpound.com, which is the new blog from the DDP crew, which are Digital Dog Pound, obviously.
Guys who host us on the DDP
Hack
Radio.
Yeah, this is the people who do DDP Hack Radio, and there's a group which do Binary Revolution and Binary Revolution Radio.
Well, all the people who listen to us on DDP Hack Radio will have probably already heard of this.
They've probably already heard of this. Go and check it out, because there's some interesting stuff. They write some good stuff. So go and check that out at digitaldogpound.com, and that's dog spelled D-A-W-G, as in dog. You need to say it with an American accent, really.
Digital Dog Pound.
Southern accent. Digital Dog Pound. But yeah, so go and check that out. Really interesting reads. There's some good security stuff and hacking stuff.
Yep.
Dare I say it, some Black Hat stuff.
Ooh.
Ooh. some shouts as well.
We've got some shouts. And the first two shouts are to Proen and Dazarus for the LAN, to the LAN.
Coming to the LAN.
Great gaming guys. So you own.
Yep. And also, we haven't forgotten you. A big shout to Mixed Wizard.
Bigger shouts.
For holding the whole LAN and for organising it. I mean, it's really great.
Shout to his parents, too, for letting us do it.
Shout to his parents as well.
I mean, I know they won't listen, but still.
Because, you know, thanks so much. It was a really great time.
I mean, if it wasn't for them, we probably wouldn't have been able to do it, because, like you said, we can do it really at your house.
No, exactly.
Very
so, you know, it was good that you got that all organised. Thank you for getting it all organised.
And they got some food. They brought some food in as
well. Yeah, and some hot dogs and everything.
And most of the time, they respected our privacy.
Yeah, they just kept us out of the way.
They didn't really come in very much and bug us when his little brother, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Rocking your chair.
His little brother kept rocking my chair. I was like, every 5 seconds, can you stop rocking my chair, please? I was being polite about it.
He's
I
know.
I'm trying to play Halo here and Snipe. No. Rock your chair. I'm like, shut up.
Yep. And also, final little shout to Pete Hines. I love you, Pete Hines.
Just explain who Pete Hines is. People don't know.
Yeah.
He's not some weird boyfriend of Gelada's.
No.
Ooh, hello.
He's the PR person from Bethesda. So if you were listening to that song from Richie Truxillo, then you will have heard his name in that as well. So, yeah, so.
It's Oblivion, don't worry.
Yeah, it's Oblivion. What do you mean, don't worry about it? Fuck off.
People who don't know who Pete Hines is.
Yeah, so don't
also
worry.
Also, don't know what Oblivion is. You know, care about Oblivion, so. People who don't know what Pete Hines is, who don't care about Oblivion either.
All right, okay, fair enough. Yeah, fine. Good.
But people who know about Oblivion.
Sorry, I just can't comprehend, like, people who aren't hyped up about Oblivion. It doesn't make sense.
Well, you're looking at one of them.
Yeah, I know, but you're...
I'm just... I'm like,
yeah, let's stop.
Charming. Okay, and that's about it. Episode 10.
Episode 10. Big episode. Anniversary episode.
I can finally say episode 10.
Episode 10. Yeah, you got it right.
01.
Yeah, so that's, 5 months we've been going for now?
5 months now. So we started it, you know...
We've nearly been going for half a year. We've nearly been going for a fifth of a... No, wait. We've nearly been going for a 20th of a decade.
Oh, that's not even funny. That's not even funny, dude.
I'm Gelada.
And I'm Severin.
And this has been Life in Hex episode 10.
So 10 people.
Sayonara. Wait for it. Walalo.
I was gonna say that too.
Ah.
Walalo.
Walalo.
Walalo. Hang on.
All we need now is we need mixers and burping.
Dude, they're a massive. They're melons, for crying out loud. They're falling out of her dress.
It's not. I'm just gonna cry.
I know it's not real, but it's still sexy.
Just get on with it. I'm confused. I don't know what I'm saying. Tinyurl.com for second.
Let's get ready to rumble!
On top of the mic. something. I need to learn the words. Yep. Okay.
Ha 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 ha!